Britain.
Welsh politics. Independence Day. Why party men and women are losing out to free agents.
A beaming Tanya Skinner still can't quite believe it. In local elections on May 4th, she scooped enough votes in her ward to topple the head of the Labour Council in Merthyr Tydfil in South Wales. She has become an instant local celebrity. The result was embarrassing for Labour. Merthyr is virtually synonymous with the party. Keir Hardie, Labour's founder, was the local MP. Ms Skinner's victory contributed to Labour's losing control of the council. Her result also showed that independent politics continues to flourish in Wales, in contrast to most of Britain, where parties dominate. Ms Skinner and 15 other successful independent candidates will run Merthyr Council, barring an upset in three more seats that are due to be contested in June. Independents also gained control of the nearby council of Blaenau Gwent, another former Labour stronghold, once represented in Parliament by Aneurin Bevan, the architect of the National Health Service, and Michael Foot, a former Labour leader. In all, independents won 322 of the 1,159 seats that were contested in Wales, second only to Labour, and well ahead of a resurgent Conservative Party, which won 184. In England, where 2,370 seats were contested, independents won just 162. Independents have historically done well at a local level in Wales, especially in rural and western areas such as Pembrokeshire, where independents retained control of the council on May 4th. They campaign squarely on local issues, and although they rarely combine to form durable political blocs, they do vote as coalitions on some policies.